Okay, we are in Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we saw the Mishnah, and we said that Eilu Advarim Dechen, Eilu Advarim BePesach Dechen Es Hashabbos. The following things are Dech Hashabbos: the Shechitas Pesach, who said Zrik is Agav. We mentioned the Haktara, and we mentioned the Harkava and the Hava Chutzat Chum. These things are not Dech HaShabbos, and Rabbi Eliezer said they should be Dech HaShabbos, and Rabbi Eliezer had a Kal Vachomer. He said Shechita, which is a Malachat Yeraisa, Dech HaShabbos, these things which are only Shchus Rabbanin, they're sure they should be Dech HaShabbos. Rabbi Yeshua said it's not true. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to do certain Yeraisas, and you can't necessarily do the Rabbanins. And Rabbi Eliezer says, what are you bringing a proof over there? It's a Rishus, here it's a Mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva says, I'll give you an example of something else which is there to facilitate a mitzvah which is on an Issa d'Rabbanan, and namely Hazar. You're not allowed to do a Hazar, in which case it shouldn't be such a chiddush to you. To which Rabbi Eliezer says, well, maybe Taka, you should be able to do Hazar, and maybe I'm going to go ahead and incorporate that in my Kal Vachomer, and maybe I'm going to say Shechit, which is a Malachat Yerais, Dech HaShabbos, Hazar, which is the Rabbanan for short, should be Dech HaShabbos. And Rabbi Kiva said, well, maybe you should say the opposite. If Hazar is not Dech HaShabbos, Kol Shekin Shechit is not Dech HaShabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, Akiva, you have successfully been Eikra Pasuk in the Torah. It says, but Mayadei Ben Mechol Ben Meshabbos. To which Rabbi Kiva says, you're right. There it says a Pasuk which says it must be done by Bayoim. The Shechita must be done by Bayoim. But there's no Pasuk. And to tell me that by these Machshirin that it needs to be done by Bayoim. And therefore Rabbi Kiva concluded, said it's Klal. He said, all malacha which is possible to have been done before Shabbos is not Dech HaShabbos, whereas the Shechita which cannot be done before Shabbos, because the Pasuk says, B'mayadoi, you will shecht it in its time on Yedalad, it is Dech HaShabbos. And we will come back later to this discussion between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Halacha Zunis Alma Mibnei Beseira. This halacha of the Pesach being Dech HaShabbos was Nisalma. Now, Nisalma means it was kind of hidden, so to speak. It was hidden from the Bnei Beseira. And we'll see in a minute, meaning as to whether or not the Pesach is Dech HaShabbos, are you allowed to shecht the carbon Pesach on Shabbos? It was Nisalma from the Bnei Beseira. Now, we're going to see that the Bnei Beseira were the G'dayli Hadar at the time in Eretz Yisrael. And the Yerushalmi says, and it's mentioned in Idyas, that the Bnei Beseira were Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda. That was the names of the Bnei Beseira. One of the three of them was a Nasi, but they, together, they were the G'daylim. So, Halachazun is Alma me Bnei Beseira. Amachas chal arba soliyes b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach fell on a Shabbos, like this year. Shakchu v'lo yodu im Pesach dech HaShabbos. Im lav, and they didn't know, is Pesach dech HaShabbos? May you shech the carbon Pesach on Shabbos or not? Amru, and they said, klum yesh adam shedeim Pesach dech HaShabbos. Im lav, does anyone know if Pesach is dech HaShabbos or not? Before we see the answer, the Yerushalmi says, it's a very strange thing. Frag the Yerushalmi, how is it possible that they forgot something? Says the Yerushalmi that it's not such an uncommon occurrence for Pesach, for Erev Pesach to fall on a Shabbos. I mean, you know, how could you forget something which happens fairly regularly? So asks the Yerushalmi. Says the Yerushalmi, min ha-shamayim haya sheshakhu min hagam v'hayezeh b'chdei limnesi lehilaz nasi. This was done min ha-shamayim, and the Lashon of Nisalma is a little bit easier to hear. This was all done by Hashkache Aliyona to facilitate Hilal becoming the Nasi.
Simcha Lassalim once told me that the reason they forgot was because for 80 years this has never happened because of the Tzdukim battling them with the Epshat that Machas HaShabbos means Mamash. So in order not to have a battle with the Tzdukim who were in power, the Chachamim manipulated each year, so it always fell out that
Ma.
Never happened.
Interesting Chab. It was mentioning over here that Taka didn't happen for for many times. But the Yerushalmi seems to say, how could they forget such a thing which is uncommon? I hear. Interesting.
Yerushalmi, that's even 80 years. Still
maybe 80 years, man. Yeah, I hear.
I wonder if you like this chat for some reason. You can tell me
about. Okay. So let's see. So they said, is there anyone who knows whether or not Pesach is Derech Shabbos or not? Amr lehem adam echad yeish alami bavel vehil abavli shmoy. There is someone who has come up from Bavel. Vehil abavli shmoy sheshimishnei gedele hadar shmai avtalian v'yudem Pesach Derech Shabbos im lav. He would surely know the answer to this question. So shalchu v'karuloi, they called him to come. Amr lehem, they said to him, "Klum out to you, damn Pesach deches Shabbos imlav." Amr lehem, he said to them, "Vechi Pesach echad yesh lanu bashana shedeches Shabbos." Is there only one Pesach in the year which is deches Shabbos? Valiyar be yosim yimosayim psachim yesh lanu bashana shedeches Shabbos. Aren't there in fact more than 200 psachim in the year which are deches Shabbos? What does that mean? Says Rashi, about 10 lines down, Chipeschach had Yesh Lanu Shtech Shabbos, Yesh Masayim Pesach Yesh Lanu Shtech Shabbos, Kolimar, Yesh Mi Masayim Korbanes Yesh Shtech Shabbos B'Shana, Chamishim, B'Shabbos Yesh B'Shana, Shabbos Yesh B'Shana, 50 Shabbos Yesh B'Chol Shabbos Yesh Shabbos, there's Arba Kvasim, Shnaim L'Tamidim, Shnaim L'Musafim, so you already got 200, besides all the other ones, so, what, this is your question? Your question is specifically about Pesach on the Yudalud Kilo. There's other times where we have a question of being of Shechting Karbonis on Shabbos. So what's that you know? Amar lehem ne'amar mo'yadoi b'Pesach ve'ne'amar mo'yadoi b'Tamid. It says mo'yadoi both by Pesach and by Tamid. So we say ma mayadei ha'amar b'tamid deche es ha'shabbos, av mayadei ha'amar ha'amar b'pesach deche es ha'shabbos. We know the carbon tamid is 365 days a year. It's every single day. Every single day means, including all the Shabbos es ha'shana. So just like mayadei over there perforce means on Shabbos, so too when it says in its time on Pesach, it's coming to include even Shabbos. That's number one. So number one says Hillel, we have Gzeri Shabba. Number two, V'oid Kavachemro. It's a Kavachemro. Uma Tomid She'in Onish Karis. Deches Shabbos. Tomid, that if you don't bring it, there's no Karis for not bringing it. And nevertheless, it's Deches Shabbos. Pesach She'onish Karis. Ain't it in Deches Shabbos? Pesach, which we know is that much more chomer, it's an asei sheish bakaris, ain't a din, then it should be derech Shabbos. Says the Gemara, miyad hoyishivuhu b'reish, u'minu nasi aleihem. So they immediately appointed him as the reish, and they made themselves the nasi. Just see over here that Rabbi Yashiv quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Shleisha hinichu kisra neba'olam hazeh v'yorishu chaye olam haba. Three individuals, they had honor, and they deferred to someone else, and for them they merited olam haba. Yonasan ben Shaul, shenich l'David. He deferred to David, Rebbe Lazman. In other words, he could have possibly been the heir to the throne of Shaul. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah shehichzir anasius l'Rabban Gamliel. He gave the anasius back to Rabban Gamliel. Ubnei b'seira, and the Bnei b'seira that they gave, they deferred to Hillel. Says Eliyashiv v'isasham the masha asu bnei b'seira, meaning that level of bittul and anava, oila al Yonasan v'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. That was the greatest of the three. Why the Yonasan yada da asid David limlech? He knew that David was destined to be the king. The Chayin Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, his nesius was a nesius al tanai, was a temporary thing. Ubnei b'seira, the kamra hacha, like we mentioned before from the Ma'ashah, the Bnei b'seira over here, Hainu de echad hagodol b'neim hu haya hanasi. It wasn't all three of them were not nesiim. So one of them, he was the nasi, and he just said, "Look, you are the better man than me. And the Rishonim say, the Meiri says over here, from here a person should learn. If there's someone who's, you know, who's better than you, a bigger Chacham, so then you should defer. What does it say about a Chacham? He doesn't speak in front of someone who's Gadol Mimenu b'Chachma u'b'Minyan, and so on. So that is what the Bnei Deseret did. So miyad hayishivu b'roish u'minu nasi aleim v'haya yoshev v'derish kol hayoim kulay b'hilchas haPesach. Now here we have a fascinating change. Hischel mekantron bidvarim. So he started to deride them, to mock them a little bit. And remember, not so long ago, we learned the Gemara in Shabbos about La'olam yehi adam anvasan kehilal, and you shouldn't be a captain like Shammai. The Gero said, teach me kolater kula al regal achas and techol tochfei ba'amas abinyan. And Hillel was he was a savlon and so on and on of. He is called mekantron bedvarim. Orlan. Is it then me garam lechem she'elam yibavol ve'eh nasi aleichem? What caused that I should come up from Babel and I should become the nasi over you? Atzlus shahoyse b'chem. Your laziness. Shalei shimashtem shnei gedele hadar. Shmai of Avtalion. Meaning you weren't meshamesh tamid chacham kideboy. And Atzlus says the Mashal, he just says that we find... He says, "Matzino lashon ze bebitl teira." We often find lashon of atlas in reference specifically to bitl teira. Kimeishikasa batzaltayim yimachamakare. So, meaning your atzlanim, you could have done better. You weren't meshamish the gedolei Yisrael, and so on. That's what he told them. Amrulay. Okay, so that was the end of that. Amrulay, they said to him, Rebbe. What is the din if one forgot to bring a sakin to the Azara? What does one do? So, Mao. So, Amalan, halachazu shamati v'shachachti. So, he said, this halacha I once learnt, and I forgot. And the Gemara is going to say the reason why this happened to him is because of the way he spoke to the Bnei Bezerah. Halachazu shamati v'shachachti. Ella hanech lehen liYisrael in ein neviim hein b'nei neviim hein. Famous line, famous concept. You know what? I'm not sure. Klal Yisrael as a klal, there is a prophetic capacity which they have, and they are b'nei neviim. They will know what to do. Just wait and see. It'll all work out. Rabbeinim neviim b'nei neviim hein. Lamar Chamisha Pischa Yitzaleh, someone who brought a sheep, Teichavei B'tzimroi, he stuck the knife in the fleece of the sheep, Misha Pischa Gdi, if it was a goat and doesn't have much fleece, Teichavei Bein Karnav, he would wedge it and stick it between its Karnayim. Ro Maisav in Iskra Alacha, Hillel saw what happened, and he remembered, V'amar Kach Mekoblani Mipi, Shmayev Avtalien, I have a Mesera, that this is in fact what one is supposed to do.
So Hillel was the one who remembered after 80 years or however many years what to do best on Shabbos, right?
I'm sorry?
Hillel was the one who remembered something after coming and forgot and they pointed him in the sea. But here, he didn't remember this.
And here he forgot. We're going to see why in a minute. Let's just see Rashi for 1 second. If you look at Rashi, in the middle of the page, this is not considered to be a load that there would be an issue of the rise of Shvises Behemtai. This is not considered to be, therefore this would not be considered to be an issue of the rise. Rashi is coming to address, otherwise if this was an Issa D'Oraisa, so what exactly have you gained? Rashi says, Ro Hillel ze amaisa she'asav v'nizka halacha kach shamati, kach mekublani, she'kach halacha kamei she'asu elo. And Rav Yashu just points out, on the lashon of im ein neviim hein, b'nei neviim hein, he says, avada the kavana of Hillel is not that the halacha will be nikvas al yedei neviim, as we know, but rather he meant Shemira heich noyagim shuv yizkar madinifsa kan valid shamayim. Because otherwise, anytime you've got halacha being nikva al pi neviim, you have a problem of valid shamayim he, and so on. And that was the ma'isa imenim neviim b'nei neviim. Just to mention briefly, there is a tshuva of the Ma'arik. It's in Shirish Tes, where the Ma'arik writes and says the toikif of a minag Yisrael, and he says ein lanu l'shanes min haga is shenagu aviseinu hakatmoinim chasidim anshi ma'isa, and he brings one of the sources is from our sugya of Hanuch Lehem, and there's an interesting discussion in the Achrayim as to what extent do we say that a minig prevails even if it goes against halacha. What type of halacha can a, the Yushami says that a minig is oikar halacha, which types of halachas can it be oikar? Is it only things in nomen? Can it even uproot issa v'heter and so on? And many Achrayim after him, the Marashtam and others also say a similar thing. The Rama writes in Tafresh Tzadi, Ein levatel shum minag iluloig alav ki leilechinam hukba. And there's a famous Maisa, I believe. As you know, we know that the Rama in many places writes and gives preference to minag Yisrael, minag Ashkenaz, in situations. The way Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz put it is that the Marshal, the Rama, and the Mechaber of Yosef Karo, they were pretty much contemporaries, and there are three different ways of approaching Psak Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch writes in his Hagdama in Beis Yosef, he says, look, mi lanu lahachnis esrei sheinu bein harim gedolim, to say, I think the Rashba is right, and I think he's wrong, and so on. Says Maran, what are we going to do? We're going to see if the Rosh, the Rambam, and the Rif, if you have a simple majority, 2 out of 3, are we going to go with that? That is the basic Kivun and Mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says, Kol makam shahalacha rifefes biyadcha, halach achar haminog, Chazal say. We're not sure. Larmazan, what the Minog Yisrael is. Let's see what the Minog Yisrael is, and we'll go with it. And says the Mashal, not like that, and not like that. Learn at the Sugya and Paskin yourself. Doesn't make a difference necessarily what other Rishonim said. Learn at the Sugya and Paskin yourself. So three very, very different. And they say, there was I forgot the prophets, I'm not going to say over the Maisa, but it was a Nifldika Maisa with the Rama when he became Rav. And, you know, he saw a Minig and he thought it was wholly inappropriate to have to do with a Tfilas Nida. And, you know, the person going over to the Gaba and the Rav wishing the person Mazel Tov the next morning. And he thought, like, this is wholly inappropriate, lack of tzinias, why are people knowing when someone's going to the mikvah? And it turns out that the reason why they did this is because the women didn't end up going to the mikvah because it was too cold, and therefore there was a simon that the mikvah lady, you know, once a woman would go to the mikvah, she would tell her husband, who would tell the kitzer, then the Rama realized, you know, lo lechinam, when a minig Yisrael, Al-Kaponim says the Rama, don't be mezalzel, in a minig Yisrael, he says, a levatel shum minig lila gelav, ki le lechinam hukba, says the Chassam Sefer in a tshuva, in simen nun alav harchaim, ko mi shem efakpik al min hagam shal Yisrael, tzorech bedika achrov. You need to check the person's yichus, to see, you know, Vosfahaya Yid is, and he writes in Yordea, in Kuv Zayin, she iser Torahu l'shanes minig Yisrael. He finds a source for there to be an iser d'iraisa, to be m'shanes minig Yisrael, al kaponim. I think we mentioned several times, I think the Yerushalmi in Mitzvah Chalitza, where the Yerushalmi says that if Eliyahu Anavi would come and say, Rabbi, so you've got it all wrong, stop doing Chalitza with a sandal, do chalitza with a shoe, a whole shoe, a sandal, it's pasnished. Sag the Yerushalmi, ein shemin loy. We won't listen to him. Shekvar nogu Yisrael besandal. Klal Yisrael have a minig to do with a sandal. So you see the mile of minig Yisrael. Again, this is one of the rayas, the mainim neviim, the main neviim. Klal Yisrael know what they're doing.
Get strength, or does it have to be said by
It's a good question, and it's a big discussion about that. You know, the question is, you know, is there, you know, how does one establish a minhag? And, you know, is it only, and some achronim say it's only ones which are ultimately mushrush and shas, or ones which have a clear source. Otherwise, it is a minhag tolos, and others say lav dafka. So there is a big discussion as to what actually gets it off the ground and makes something the level of a minhag in the first place. It's not so simple. Lani is right, at least.
There's a score that the Yashik used about the Lova Shemayim. That wasn't the vote by the name of the Seir. The vote said it was Shemayim really that they didn't really answer. But I thought Shemayim, why should Shemayim disappear? They really knew the answer, but why did Shemayim make them forget it's not Lova Shemayim?
No, the question is, you know, how do we understand this Leva Shemayim? If Shemayim made the B'nai B'Serah forget this halacha, you're not able to establish a halacha based on Shemayim, based on Nevi'is and so on. So the Yashiv is just saying, when Hillel said, Hanachem Lisa Me'enim Nevi'im B'nai Nevi'im, and they will figure it out for us, don't think and don't make a mistake that somehow there's an aspect of Nevuah which is going to be causative in deciding what the halach is. No, it's just that triggered the memory of Hillel, that now he actually reaffirmed and said, yes, that's what I was makabel from Shemayim and Italian. So now, if we ask ourselves, well, what's the reason why the halach is that on a Shabbos, if you forgot your knife, you're allowed to stick it in the thing, it's not because of the hanhaga of the prophetic body of Klal Yisrael, rather it's because of the psak of Hillel. Good. Says Gemara Vayter. Omar Mar, Nemra Mayade bePesach, Nemra Mayade bTamid. It says Mayade both by Pesach and by Tamid. Now Mayade Amar bTamid Deicha Esa Shabbos every single day. Av Mayade Amar bePesach Deicha Shabbos. VTamid Gufei Minol on the Dachi Shabbos. How do I know that? E Leima Mishum Dechsev Be Mayadei. If it's simply because of the fact that it just says the word Mayadei on by Tamid, or Pesach Nami. Haksiv be mayadai. So my omi hai mi hai. Why is one going to be any better than the other? Ela mayadai le mashmale. Elamar, what are you going to say? That mayadai is not necessarily mashmale anything. Achanami mayadai le mashmale. So elamakra. So rather this must be it. Eilas Shabbos be Shabbatai. Al eilas hatamid. Bechal de tamid karva be Shabbos. So we're learning out, if you look at Rashi, about 10, 12 lines at the bottom, Ela Magra B'Musaf, and it says, Eila Shabbos B'Shabbatai, Al Eilas HaTomid, by the Karban Musaf, it mentions that it's brought on Shabbos, Al Eilas HaTomid, meaning Levad Me'elas HaTomid, Al Matomid Namidachi, so you see, therefore, that Milvad, the Karban Musaf, which is brought, the Talmud is also brought every single day, and it says a lashon of Mayadai, in which case we can learn out one from the other. So Amamar V'oid Kavachimrahu, Hillel said his second reason why the Karban Pesach is Nishchat on Shabbos is because it's a Kavachimrahu Uma Talmud She'in Anush Kares Dechas Shabbos Pesach She'anush Kares Ein Edin She'decha Es Shabbos. For sure, the Pesach should be Deicha Shabbos. Yikla Mifrach Ma'ala Tamid Shekein Tadir V'Kalu. Maybe, Tom, you think that the Tamid is a cow, and the Pesach is a Chomor. Pesach is a Chomor. I have found the Chumrah in Tamid. In that, number one, it's Tadir. Number two, it's a Tadir. And number two, it's Kulei Kalu. So there's a Maila, and there's a Chumrah in something which is Kulei Kalu, Kulei Gavaya, and so on. So, say again.
What's the
that seems to be a mila, that something which is kula legavoya. Why? Who's to say you can bring a raya for something where there's achilas bailim mechateis? So maybe something which is kula legavoya, where there's more of an inyan. You're feeding the mizbeach. You're not feeding yourself. Who's to say there's something where you yourself can have a portion of it? That you could be makrivis befrat the carbon pesach with the ikris vachilas adam mechateis. So this was the kavachemah which Hillel told the Bnei Beseira, and they were mafrichit. They said there's two milas which Tamid has over Pesach. So malatamid shekein tadir The chalo kavachim amlem bereisha uparchua. The hoda amalehu gzereshava. So, meaning he said to them a kavachimer initially, and they fragged it up, they asked on it, and then hoda amalehu gzereshava. So vechim achad the gomer gzereshava. So, if anyway there was this gzereshava which was available, kavachimer amale. I mean, the kalvachimer, it wasn't, clearly it wasn't so clear that it was such a rock-solid kalvachimer. And if Hillel had a Messiah from Rabbi Yisov to the Gzeri Shava, why Bechlau did he need to mention the kalvachimer, which, whenever you mention the kalvachimer, which is logic, maybe someone can find the pircha, so why bother? As we see, they actually fragged it up. Chimach had the gomer Gzeri Shava, kalvachimer lomeli. So Eladidhu Kamalo, he said to them the following: Bishlam Gzereshava Legam Gamrisu Deinadam Dan Gzereshava Miatsme. So I can understand, and I can perhaps excuse you as to why you didn't know the Gzereshava. Deinadam Dan Gzereshava Miatsme. Ela Kalvachemer the Adam Don Miatsme. Iboilechu Lemeidon. So it means that you should have done. So Amrulei Kalvachemer Prichu. And then they said, look. Thank you very much, but we think that kavachimer is a kavachimer pricha, in which case that's the reason why we did not say a kavachimer. It's just an interesting taste of us in the Ramasal Teich of Leibet Zimrei. So we said, what did they do? They took the knife and they stuck it. excuse me, they took the knife and they stuck it in the fleece. The imtema fractasis for hot boy klisharis. So everyone's bringing their knives because they're all shechting the carbon pesach. We need to have possibly tens of thousands of sakinim. So, but not just any old knife. You need a kli sharis specifically. Kidyalvin beperek dam chatas. Vega chazamachelis. Then the knife needs to have a halachic state of being kli sharis.
Not that it's hectic in terms of that it's only
Kalim
that's
using
a
Mishnah.
Basically,
well, it. So that's the question. Means right? Azar is allowed to do Shechita. Tezis understands, and not everyone goes with this, but Tezis understands that even though Shechita is Ksheira Bizar, nevertheless, the knife which is used for the Shechita still has to have Kedushas Kli, has to be Kli Sharis. So, Fractasis in Tamer Baha Boy Kli Sharis. Kidyalfi, now Tasis understands that it's a done deal. We learn out from Vayikach Es Hamacheles, which is also interesting, I believe. The Gemara, I believe the Yoshami asks, this is one of the cases that we ask, on Ein Lemaidin Milifne Matan Torah. Vayikach Es Hamacheles, that was before Matan Torah. This is also the source from Vayikach Es Hamacheles that there's a requirement that a sakin has to be betolish. You cannot shecht with anything which is mechubal karka. And that din, by the way, is a din which passes the shechita b'dieved. I remember hearing once from Rabbi Shapiro, he asked on this, the Gemara says, Ein lemeidin milifnei matan Torah, and the Achronim ask many questions. And he said, most of them we can say, it's not a Yalfus, it's a Gilui Milsa. Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, this is the way that Simcha appears, when you don't mix one with the other. It's a Gilui Milsa. Remember what he said is, what is Shver is Vayikach Es Hamacheles. If you shecht with something which is Mechuv L'Karka, it's a Nevela D'Araisa. It's Menabal the animal mid'Araisa, it's a Nevela. That's learned out from Lifnei Matan Torah, Vayikach Es Hamacheles. Had a fantastic answer. I'll go upon him. Frektesvus. Frektesvus is a kasha. Uniquely Joris. The Yishlemesh Sehigdishum. They were makdish it. They were makdish the knives, and so on. They were makdish the knives. Tezvus asks another interesting question. It seems to be that the shail over here is how to transport the knife. They're going through a rishus around him. But we mentioned several times that Yerushalayim is not considered to be a rishus harabim because they would lock the doors at night. And therefore it's only a Carmelist, a Bechlal, what's the Shaila? So Tezda says, if you lines on the bottom, Tirat Sri, Tahacha la'acha shenifritzu ba'pratzeis. We're speaking in after the time that the Yavanim made the breaches, the breaches remained open. And the Chiyagavna Mishani Beperek Gbasr the Erevin Amil Sachrita, and therefore it actually was considered to be a full-fledged Rishas Harabim. Good. Amamar, we said Lamachar, the following day, Shabbos. Mi Shepesfei Teleh Teichulei Betzimrei Gidi Teichulei Bein Tarno. Pregdika Markasha Vaha Ka'ovid Avodah B'Kodshim. But you're doing Avodah B'Kodshim. You have your Korban Pesach, and it's carrying something. Rashi says, "Vayiver mishum leis avid b'bchar." You're not allowed to do avid b'kodshim. Says the Gemara Kehilel, "The Tanya Amru alav al Hillel miyamav limal adam ba'aylasei." Through all the days of Hillel, a person would not be mile in his oila. What happened? Ella mevia chulin la azara, meaning close to the azara, to the means. He would bring it chulin all the way up until mamish samach la'azara, u'magdisha, and then he would be magdishit v'semech yadi aleh v'sheichta v'pesach v'sheichta v'pesach. Full stop. Yeah, says Rashi. Davdi kelo the loy mekach lekarben ad the ma'isilu la'azara. Lashma Rashi is la'azara, but they say it means close to the azara. And this is what they would do. So Agave just brings over here a cute and interesting thing. He mentions over here from Rav Osner, who says he was always upset on a big michshal which happens when aniyim come to collect tzedakah. And a person puts his hand in his pocket, he takes out a coin, you know, the ani is making the rounds, you know, and he's gone. He's left. And meanwhile, you know, he took a coin out of his pocket, and he had in mind to give it, and so on. So it says Rav Osner, this can cause problems. So he says in Chelek Yud in Kuf Samach Vav Izayin, and he says that one should make a tnai like Hillel. This is what a person should do. Allah Chama Shlo Yochu Shem Hatzaka Al Shum Kesef Anilkach Liyad Losis LaAni Ad Shiagir Liyad Ani Mamish VeYizgaboy. So I don't know if this is language you would do once a year. Hidden Imoisim Oida. That every single time I stick my hand into my pockets to go ahead and I kind of mentally just try and think this, you know, so I usually just kind of mentally think this at the time. If he comes, this is what I'm going to give. If he doesn't come, I'm not going to give. And he says that is what a person should do.
A voucher is not a problem.
I'm sorry?
A voucher is not a problem because it remains within stock. It's not like you're putting back your pocket into something else.
Bobby's asked, what about a voucher? Because a voucher is already in stock and it remains within stock. I guess you're right. Unless you say that once you've decided you're going to give it to this particular person, so at least it would be incumbent upon you to kind of give it to a tzedakah that they could realize the, you know, the value of the thing, as opposed to holding on to it for another 6 months, maybe. Might be a problem. Possibly. fine. So we said this is what they would do. They would not be makdish the animal. They would not be makdish the animal. Makdish v'semech aleh v'sheichta. So frankly, my pesach b'shabbos heichimati makdish le. But how are you able to be makdish an animal on Shabbos? V'atnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Beitzah. Ein makdish ve'ein marich and ve'ein machrim and ve'ein makbein shumus u'maisus. Over there, there's a list of about 15 things which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Amongst them is you're not allowed to be makdish an animal. You're not allowed to be makdish an animal. Rashi says, "For lands down, mesechas beitz of a heichik the yishuv ischeim elu b'shabbos." You tell me they did like Hillel, samach lazara, they were makdish it, but there's an issur derabbanan to make hekdish on Shabbos. Yeah, ve'ein makbein drum zemaisus kol elu b'yom devam rekavachem b'shabbos. Says the Gemara, "Hani mili b'chayvois she'ein kavua lahem zman." That's only for things which don't require a hektish today. Avo b'chayvish shekvulim zman, like Korban Pesach, magdishin. You're allowed to. The Amr of Yechanan magdish adam es pischi b'shabes v'chagi gasei b'yom tev. Let's just say a couple of rashis. Hani milidei magdishin, chayvish shekvulim zman, l'bi b'yayim shabadam idahoyl v'nishchotan hayoyim, yachol lahakdishon hayoyim. Being that you're supposed to shech them today, you're allowed to be makdish them today, even though you could, in theory, be makdish it yesterday. But nevertheless, we say that you're allowed to do so. There is a fascinating discussion that I'd like to mention. Rav Kiviger, in Shuvas and Chilek Aleph Kuf Nun Tes, was asked, this thing you're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos and so on, what's the din if a moicher sold an item to a lekeach on Erev Shabbos? We did a kinyan mashiach, we did a kinyan kasef, and he said, you will only acquire this on Shabbos. So the physical maisa kinyan was done, the kasef or the mashiach was done on Erev Shabbos, but they were masna that the actual transaction would kick in on Shabbos itself. That's when things would be nigmar. Do we say it's mutter to do because you're not doing any maisa on Shabbos? The thing is taking place by itself. Or lamaisa, being that the gemar is taking place on Shabbos, it is awesome. And that is the shaila of Rav Kiviger. And we'll see that there's some very practical, especially this year, there's some very practical ramifications. So Rav Kiviger said, I have a raya. I have a raya lecher from the Shumas Hadeshin. The Shumas Hadeshin was asked about doing Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. So let's say Shabbos is the day that you could do Pidyon HaBen. But there's a problem to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, and money and so on. So the shaila of the Shumas Hadeshin was that can you give the money to the Kohen Erev Shabbos, and you will make a stipulation with him that the pidyon will kick in, and you'll make this tnai that it will kick in on Shabbos itself. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, it's a problem. Even if you do this, it's a problem, because what are you going to do about the bracha? How are you going to make a bracha? On Erev Shabbos, you can't make the bracha, you can't say tzivanu because it's not yet the time. On Shabbos, you can't say a bracha because you're not doing any maisa. Says Rav Kiviger, it's mashma that without this particular chashash of bracha, you could be paid on Erev Shabbos amanas, that the pidyon will kick in on Shabbos, in which case you see that there's no issur to make kinyanim on Erev Shabbos amanas, that it should be chal on Shabbos itself. So says Rav Kiviger, raya from the Trumas Hadeshin. Rav Kiviger is a masik and says, Ein lismich al raya zu, b'li lo avi raya lehetem ashas. Okay, you know, it's a nice raya. Trumas Hadeshin was born in 1390, late Rishon. But you know, I want something a bit stronger. That's what Kiviger is masik. That's what he's masik, and that's the way others seem to go. So some say the shoyal of the Sefer Shvisa Shabbos. Shvisa Shabbos goes back 150 years. So he quotes a gadol echad who wanted to bring a raya from our sugya, not like the Trumas Hadeshin. We're saying from the Trumas Hadeshin it's mavur that you're allowed to make a kinyan on Erev Shabbos almanas that it's chal on Shabbos. Look, we have a raya from our sugya. The Gemara is asking a question: how is it possible to bring the sack in for the Karban Pesach? How can you stick it between its karnayim and so on? You're being mishamish with the Karban Pesach with kodshim. There's a me'ilah and so on. So he says, according to the Trumas Hadeshin, what's the problem? What's the kasha? You could go ahead and be makdish the Karban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, kedusha tochu kedusha say b'Shabbos, achash yiyeh b'azara. I'll be makdish on Erev Shabbos. When will the kedusha kick in? It'll kick in on Shabbos once it gets into the azara. Ubayt and zayuchlo yuchlo v'shkamish b'kedim k'nisasi l'azara l'nesias hasakin. This way you can have the animal transport carry the knife being karnav. And so, you won't need to be makdashit again. Based on what you've done before, from the fact that the Gemara didn't say this, not like the Trumas Hadeshin, like Rav Kiviger was concerned that I want a better raya and so on. That's what the shoyl of the Shvisa Shabbos wanted to say, a raya not like the Trumas Hadeshin. Shvisa Shabbos says there is a way possibly to be deicha the raya, but it's an interesting discussion based on this sugya as to whether or not it's possible to do an action, a kinyan, or a hektish on an Erev Shabbos and have it kick in on Shabbos. Good.
Frank the Gemara Kasha, it's like by mitzvah boy, a broker student. Somebody should make on behalf of the mitzvah boy and gave it him on Shabbos.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the question is legavi presents for bar mitzvah boys and so on. I forgot to mention that they discussed this legavi legabi selling chametz, if to a goy, if Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, so then this would be a big nakamina. Can you make the kinyan with a goy, and it'll kick in on Shabbos before Zman Isser, or must you do the kinyan everything on an Erev Shabbos before it gets into this discussion? Good. Now you are being mechamer achar behemte, meaning you are walking alongside your animal and kind of encouraging that the animal transports this. Isn't that a separate issur d'oraisa? Says Rashi, mechamer about 8-10 lines down. Lo kari ela bebehema hanisas masui. Mechamer is if an animal is carrying a load, v'hu manhiga, and he's kind of leading it. So, isn't there still an issur d'oraisa? Says the Gemara, kelachayat. Vale mechamer. We said mechamer kelachayat. Mechamer kelachayat. Nami nehidi issur d'oraisa. Laki issur d'rabbanan miyayika. And there still is an issur d'rabbanan. What Tesa says, we could have asked, you're being mishtamash with bale chayim, which is also an issur d'rabbanan. So there's still an issur d'rabbanan. It says, Gemara, you're right. You are 100% right. And that was exactly the question. It's mutimidi raisa. Udvashvus oimid lefonov. Lakri kalachayad b'moke mitzvah mai. Are you allowed to do it? Kalachayad in a backhanded manner. And isa de ravonin. And omrelehen. Allah azu shamati v'shachachti. Allah nichlam v'yisrael amein nevim. B'nei nevim hein. And so on. That was good for the shayla. And that is, it was about that. That Hillel said, "Bemeim neviim, bnei neviim," and we came out with maskana that it's mutter. Amr Yehuda Amar Rav, "Kol hanisiyoher, anyone who acts in a haughty manner, im chachamu chachmasei mistalakes mimenu, im naviu nivuasei mistalakes mimenu. If he's a chacham, his chachma will leave him. If he's a navi, his nivua will be mistalak. Im chachamu chachmasei mistalakes mimenu. What's the raya? Mi Hillel." It says that he started to deride them. And we see what happened. He forgot. What does the pasuk say? Chodlu, this week's haftara. Chodlu, perazim b'Yisrael, chodelu. Ad shakamti devara, shakamti ein b'Yisrael. So she's praising herself, you know, Shakamti, I became, I rose up, and I became the Ein B'Yisrael, and so on. Uchsev, and then it says, Uri, Uri, Devaira, Uri, Uri, Dabri, Shir. So, because there was an element of being Nisiyoher, by saying, Ad Shakamti, and so on, then she lost her Nevuah. The Mashah is Mayor. Bekamak Suvim, Matzina, Bahai Lishna. Uri Uri. Uri Uri is a fairly common lashon in Tanakh. So what's the raya that she's like, she needs to kind of reawaken her koach hanevuah, just as it says Uri Uri. You find that in many places. So Baal Kavanah Mashal says, the Gemara understands that because she said, Ad shekamti dvayra, she told to hashevach ba'atzma, she's saying it's because of me, because I came to aim b'Yisrael, Barak. She did mention the other protagonists, so to speak. So because of that, we're understanding that when it says Uri Uri, so then that means that she actually lost Nevuah, and she had to try now and reawaken it. Reish Lakish Omar. Reish Lakish says, or Omar Reish Lakish, Kol Adam Shekoyes, Im Chachamu Chachmas Mistalakes Mimenu, Im Navihu Nevuas Mistalakes Mimenu. So im chachamu chachmas mistalak is mimenu mimoshe. Tichsev yiks of Moshe al pekudi echoyo. Moshe Rabbeinu said, lama hechyesim as the nekevos. Why did you keep the nekevos alive in the battle against Midian? They were the ones who caused the michshol. Tichsev, and then when it came to hechshu kelim, tichsev, ayemre alazar, kayin alhan shiatzav, avon lamachama, zeis chukas ha-teira, Moshe himself, Ialamine. So that dibur was not given to Moshe, that was given to others. The Mashah asks, wait one second, don't we have another rai from this week's Sedra? Another rai, v'oid ksiv, v'yiktsiv, gabi Moshe b'mon, shahi siru. So why are we jumping over an earlier source in Parshas B'Shalach and going to a later source? Well, Mash is the Mashal, Mashli Hevi Haka, Hanukroi is another place also, Tichsiv Mikamei, the Haikra, the Maisi, Yesh Lafarish, the Hossam Enum Furish, Shinis Alma Halacha Minei, Kihacha. Here, it's pretty much Mufurish from the context, from the story, that it was Nis'alim Yemenu, and therefore we chose the source which is more explicit as opposed to the less explicit earlier source. Now, the Gemara says, Im Naviu Nivuasim Stalekis Mimenu, Me'elisha. Now, before we see this Gemara, the Ben Yoyal has got a very nice Ha'ara. Moshe was a Navi also, but his Nivu didn't go away. So he says, we cannot say that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nivu went away. That is Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Like the famous Meshechachma on the pasuk v'gam b'cha yaminu laylam. The Meshechachma says that how is it possible for Hakadosh Baruch Hu by Matan Torah to say v'gam b'cha yaminu laylam, that through this ma'isa of Maimed Har Sinai and when Klal Yisrael heard Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Moshe, leich emar lehem kach v'kach, v'gam b'cha yamin olam. What happens if tomorrow morning Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and does something wrong and tells Klal Yisrael to do this, that, and the other? How can you be mitzvah such a thing? So he says, you have to say that he was sholel mimenu koyach b'chirasei le'olam. I believe Pachas Yisrael, that's his lashon. Hashem took away his koyach b'chira, parenthetically, I think it must mean Legabe Klal and the Klal Yisrael as opposed to him himself, because we do find by May Mariva that there was an aspect that it was Makeh Desela. But Legabe, anything which has to do with Anhag of the Klal, says the Meshechachma. In other words, he embodies Torah, he is Torah, he is Nevuah, he is Shechinah Midabarez Mitech Groinai. So says the Ben Yoyal, that's the reason why it doesn't mention the Nevuah being Nistalic from him. But rather, we learn it out from Elisha. Dechsev, it says, Lulei penei Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda, ani neise im abit elecha ve'im erecha. Meaning the case of it was that Elisha was angry with Yehoram melech Yisrael, and he said, had it not been that I needed to speak to Yehoshaphat, who is the melech of Yehuda, I wouldn't look at you, and he was angry with him, and so on. And because of that anger, meaning he lost his nevuah and he needed once again to kind of get it back through the koyach of nigun. Amar Rebbe Mani Bar Patish, Kol Shekoyes Afilu Priskin Alav Gedula Min Hashemayim Meiridin Oisoy. Even if they decided to give gedula to this person, he will lose it. May read and I say, Menala mi Eliav, from the older brother of David. Shenemar, the Bozik says about Eliav, af Eliav b'David. Eliav got angry with David. Why did you come down? Amino tashta. You left the tzain. What are you doing here? He got angry, got upset with David. He displayed anger. I know why you're doing this. You're coming here for all the wrong reasons. And so on. So Eliab got angry with David. And when Shmuel went to anoint, by all the brothers of David, it says, Loi b'zeh b'ach Hashem. Right, if I'm not mistaken, there were seven brothers. Unless it was seven plus David, and I believe he also had three sisters. I think it says in the Divrei Yomim, he had three sisters. Quite amazing. So by all the brothers, it says, no, I didn't choose this one, I didn't choose this one. Don't look at his appearance and his height. Hashem has disdained, has disgusted by him, Nechlal da'avi rachim lei ad ho'idna. Mashma, implying up until now, there was something special about Eliyahu that he could have, perhaps, have been. So let's just say a couple of Rashi's over here. Rashi says, loy bochar, about 20 lines at the bottom, mashma mi'olam. All the other brothers of David, there was never a tzad. Avo mastil, mashma hashta mastil. The mashmos is that only now Hashem is not interested. Mivnei shehu ragzon, because he's a ragzon, he's an angry person. Maasai mechlal shemitchila nivchar. It's mashma that originally he was chosen. Now the avod yavdahai ma'isa the meshicha. Kodem l'ragzonus fraktvashi abam kasha. One second. Chronologically, we've got a bit of a problem because the ragzonus was displayed and manifest after this incident with Shmuel. Avogav da'ahai ma'isa the Mashiach. Kodem l'ragzonus miu le'matzino b'idayfi elazebova. This is the only thing, negative thing, which we find about Eliyahu. Hashem knew that he had this trait and that he would display this anger, leaving aside any questions of Yediyah and Bechira. And therefore, that's the reason why he was not interested in him. The Achrenim are bothered, the Sfasemes, the Ben Yoyada are bothered. Do we actually mean to say that had it not been that Eliyahu had a issue, I don't want to say it worse than it is, but there was an element of anger in Eliyahu's personality, he would have been the Melech? That is the Mashmos. So this Vansemes gives it, say again? Okay, I mean, it's a big thing, we're saying Taka, David was like, you know, the B'dieved choice. Meaning that's him, it would have been Eliyahu, but there was an issue with his anger, and therefore Hashem said, okay, you know, number two, wasn't it predestined from Sheshes and Avaricious, the Adam David Mashiach, that David is destined to be the Mashiach and so on? Svasemes and the Ben Yoyada kind of come out like that, Lamaskana, but it means that he would have been something special. And the Svasemes says, it's Maduik in Lashna Gemara, it says, Michal Dehavi Rachim Le Adho Idna. He was loved up until now, not necessarily that he was chosen. Problem with that, I think, is possibly twofold. I mean, I don't want to say problem with it, with the Sfasemes, I actually haven't seen inside it, just saw quoted. But two things. Number one, Rashi is mashma, you know, more than that. Rashi says, Michlal shemitchila nivchar. Nivchar is Lashon Rashi. Number two is Lashon Gemara. Lashon Gemara is kol ha'kayis afilu poiskim lav gedula min ha'shamayim meiridin oisoy. It's also mashma, it's more than just, you know, rachim lei, that he would have been loved, but there was a gevissa gedula, which he would have had, and he didn't get the gedula in the end. It's mashma, it was a proper position of gedula, as opposed to just being beloved or not. Okay.
Same in
order. I'm sorry?
Same in order for the
chet. What do you mean?
The whole destiny was supposed to be different,
Adam
Kol
Chayt.
So we're saying it changed. So I mean, it did change. So we see things. Anytime this person can be told, or he has a lineage to do this, but if he does something wrong, like, it can change it.
Right. Question being asked is that maybe in a Hanami, maybe Eliyahu Taka would have been the Melech, and it would have been Malchus based Eliyahu. That would have been the thing, and things changed. As in the Sfasemes. And the Ben Yoyada, I think they say it's kind of clear from Chazal that David was always the one to be it. So you're right. From Rashi, it's mashma more than that. Good. Says the Gemara Vayter. Ashkechan, Tamid uPesach D'Dochu Shabbos. So far we mentioned that the Karban Tamid and Pesach is D'Dochu Shabbos. D'Dochu Tuma Minalan. How do we know that it's Dechatuma? If you look at Rashi, about 8-10 lines at the bottom, Dechatuma Menalan, Hoyol U Mayadeya Le Mashma Behu. As we said, you don't necessarily see from the word Mayadeya that it's Decha. Now we had to come on to some other source. So Menalan, the dachu. How do you know it's deicha tuma? Vanam kaimalan the dachu tuma v'keitz tzolin. But by so we know that it is. But what actually is the source? So as chandam the pesach the dachu shabbos dachu tuma nalan amri ki heichi the alav pesach mitamid leinyan shabbos, because we said milvad olas atamid milad milvad el tzavik hashelad atamid. That we said besides the Karbanis Musaf, which you are makriv, we say also the Karban Tamid. So just like we learn at Pesach from Tamid, so we will say over here we will learn at Tamid from Pesach. Tiyeh yalef Pesach mitamid in Shabbos, achnam yalef Tamid mit Pesach linyan tuma. So Pesach gufei minalan, the Pesach is deicha tuma. Amar Yechanan. So here we have a couple of makaris. Ish kiyeh tamei lenefesh. If a man will be tamei lenefesh, then he will be pushed aside to Pesach Sheni. So we say ish nidchel Pesach Sheni, vein tzibur nidachem lePesach Sheni. An ish is pushed aside to Pesach Sheni, but not a tzibur. Alavdi betuma, but rather they do it betuma.
So
again. But Zibor, the question is, how do you know? We didn't have a raya for a single person. But how do you know b'chal the musug that if the Zibor are tameim, that they do it betuma? We learn that from Daki Ish, is not for the Pesach Sheni, but not the Zibor. So Amalei Rish Lakish, L'Rav Yechanan, Eima Ish nitch le Pesach Sheni, Zibor lasli takanta, lebe Pesach Vishon, lebe Pesach Sheni. I don't understand your diak. Maybe the dig is that an ish singleton is pushed aside to Pesach Sheni, but a tzibor is not pushed aside. They don't do Pesach Sheni. They don't do Pesach Sheni either. They have nothing. Elam Reish Lakish Miach. Shouts like this. Veishalchum in a machne. It says, send out from the machne called Sarua, a Metzora, called Zov, v'chol tamei lenefesh, and someone who has who's tamei meis. Now we know, legabi shiluach min a machne, Metzora is the most chamor. He's sent outside of Gimel Machnes. Zav is less chamor. He's allowed to be in Machne Leviya. And Tamei Meis is even allowed to be in Machne Leviya. So it says you'll send out of the Machne the Metzora, the Zav, and the Tamei Meis. So it says Reish Lakish, Yomar Tamei Meisim, Al Yomar Zav and Metzorayin. Why say all three? If I know that a Zav is more chamor than a Tamei Meis, and I know that Metzora is even more chamor than a Zav, so Yom Tamei Meisim, Al Yom Zav and Metzora, Imani Yom, Im Tamei Meisim, Shnalchem Zav and Metzora, my Kol Shekein, El Azak Rish Lakish, there's a diak over here. There is a diak to be made, El Yesh Lachasha, She Zav and Metzora, Mishnalchem, the Ein Tamei Meisim, Mishnalchem. Somehow we can make a diak from this, from the fact that it didn't need to say all three, that there will be a time when two of those three go out, but you will not necessarily need to send out the Tmei Meis. Vein Tmei Meis, the Mishtalchin, Veiz Zeh Pesach Abba Betuma. It's referring to Pesach, which is Ba Betuma. So says Reish Lakish, that is going to be the diuk, that there's going to be a heter of Pesach Abba Betuma. Correct.
No.
Correct. Exactly. Only Tmei Meis. Okay, we will call it here.